Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You know, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon is the author of Nuclear Showdown, and also his first book, The Coming Collapse of China, continues to be prophetic, and he's a columnist at Forbes and the Daily Beast and Forbes, Fox News, and many other places. You see him many times quite often on television, and he's here to talk to us about what's going on over in the Pacific Rim. Gordon Chang, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So talk to us about the Winter Olympics just wrapped up in South Korea. What did you see? What did you see geopolitically, with North Korea being allowed to participate and them coming down? How did you feel about that whole scenario?
Well, there's so many things that were going on. The most important thing is that the North Koreans had this charm offensive at the Winter Olympics because they really need relief from sanctions, both U.S. sanctions and U.N. sanctions. Mm-hmm. So the North Koreans did their best to try to start discussions with Washington. And what we're seeing right now is the aftermath of that. The North Koreans saying they want to talk, though they don't specifically say they want to talk about their nuclear weapons program.
Right.
And at the same time, the Trump administration also saying that it is willing to have discussions with the North Koreans. Mm-hmm. So that probably will occur, but maybe, let's say, 3 or 4 months from now when everyone sorts out so many of these difficult protocol issues.
Well, and it seems it does seem that as you say that the North Koreans were using the proximity of the Olympics and the good nature of the South Koreans to host them, so to speak, and to be nice to them. That was good for them on the world stage. It's also, as you say, leveraging their so-called desire to talk, but it's really masking what they're really after, isn't it? Gordon, which is just more time.
Well, there are a couple things going on here. The North Koreans have had a goal since the 1948, when the North Korean state was founded, to take over the South. So everything that the North does is in furtherance of that goal. The other thing, though, as you point out, the North Koreans are very close to being able to perfect their long-range ballistic missiles, as well as, of course, their nuclear weapons. So they can use negotiations, as they have in the past, to try to buy that time so they can perfect their arsenals.
Right.
You know, at this particular time, I think they're very, very close. But I think they're trying to use these negotiations more for getting sanctions relief.
Right. Well, do you think it's in China's best interest for North Korea to be nuclear armed or not nuclear armed?
Well, different depends whether you're thinking short or long term. Short term, it's great for China because every time North Korea does something provocative, we go to Beijing. We believe we need China's cooperation. We don't talk about the things that are important to us,
right.
Like, for instance, human rights, predatory trade practices,
right.
Cyber attacks, Taiwan. Long term, though, this is very bad for China because it pushes the region to the United States, as well as it encourages countries in the region to develop their own nuclear arsenals,
mm-hmm.
and that diminishes China's relative power.
Well, I mean, if North Korea gets a nuclear weapon, won't South Korea have to have one, sort of like the India-Pakistan scenario?
You would think so. If the South Koreans are confident in the U.S. deterrent, the answer is no, they don't necessarily need
right.
their own.
But isn't South Korea a little squishy on their relationship with America right now?
Extremely squishy. I mean, South Korea is led by a president who doesn't like us and who wants to move his country away from us.
Where does he want to move to, though? I mean, where's his shelter? Where's his safe harbor?
Well, he believes that if he can unify with North Korea, Korea would be strong. He
wow.
wants to move a relationship closer to China and to
wow.
Russia. The South Korean people, though, don't necessarily agree with him, and he's hemmed in by his own electorate.
Mm-hmm. You think he really thinks that it's a good deal for his people to unify with North Korea and bring that fourth world country into their country?
He's a Korean nationalist. He believes in the unification of the two Koreas.
That's scary. I didn't realize he was that. I knew he was liberal, but I didn't realize he had that attitude. Very interesting insights here, folks, from our good friend Gordon Chang. We'll come back. There's some brand new stuff that's just happened in China with the president and of China, and it could be momentous for a long time, the changes he's made. And Gordon will have that report after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.